Tonight's shiur, Siman Resh Tezvov, Seif Gimel and Dalet. Seif Gimel. V'ha de'ein onin amen achar tinok. That which you do not answer amen to a bracha of a child. We said in Seif Beis that you do not respond amen to the bracha of an apikoros kusi tinok. This tinok, that you don't answer amen, davka b'shar shalom made ha-brachos lifnei rab. That's only when the child is learning by his teacher how to say brachos. Shamutu l'lamid the tinoikos ha-brachos k'tiknon is permitted to teach a child the brachos the way it appears in the siddur, the way he's supposed to say it. V'av api shehem mevarchin l'tala, even though the bracha is not for any purpose. B'shas limud, when they're learning, is for the purpose of learning. Al b'shar shehem mevarchin l'ftoras atzmon, when a child says a bracha to take care of himself, he's eating an apple, and he says a bracha p'ya eitz. He is putting on tzitzis, and he makes a bracha on tzitzis. Kiva de b'nei chinuch heim, since these are children of chinuch age, oinim achareim amen. We do answer amen to their bracha. V'chein b'shar she'oimim haftar b'vezer knesset. Similarly, when a child gets to haftar in shul, a child is allowed to get haftar, then he says the brachas, we answer amen. So when we said in Se'if Beis, you don't answer amen to a child, that's only when the child is learning the brachas. But he's not making the bracha on anything specific. But once he starts making brachas on things, then of course we answer amen to his brachas, just like anyone else.
Even as a cut.
Mishnebura Sivkon Yugimel, Shalomed v'chulu. A child, when he is learning how to say brachas, so it's allowed me to say, the ain shayich lomar amen. There's no way, it makes no sense to answer amen to validate and support what the mevarach says. It's not a bracha. He's learning the nusach of brachas, but it in itself is not a bracha. So it's not to answer amen to. Sifkon yudad levatola. What's allowed me to say? Shalomit haravi mohem habracha shlobis manam. It's a bracha levatola in the sense that the Rebbe is teaching the Talmud to say the bracha when it's not the appropriate time to say the bracha. Filu hachimutu lahasker shem Hashem. Yet at that time it is permitted to say Hashem's name. Filu harav yachal lahasker Hashem. The Rebbe can also say Hashem's name. K'dei lelamed lahatino kabrachas. In order to teach the child the bracha and the proper pronunciation of Hashem's name. Shal kachachon utzvicham lilmodi mohem k'dei lachanchem balimun atar b'kiyam mitzvahs. We have to teach them. We have to train them. How to learn Torah, how to do the mitzvahs, k'mo d'chsiv, like the pasuk says, v'limad tem osam es b'neichem, v'gomer, you got to teach them. V'davka im ha'tinok mutl ha'askos Hashem. Now this is only with a child. With a child, you can train them and teach them using Hashem's name. Avol godol b'shar shalom in ha'brachas ba'gemara. But when an adult is learning the brachas in the course of learning Gemara, Omer below Haskaras Hashem. He's not going to say Hashem's name. He'll learn it without Hashem's name. V'rak kishalomen ha-psukim ha-neskar b'talmud. Only when he's learning psukim mentioned in the Gemara, Rashoy lo-omron k'mo shehem k'suvim. He can say them as they are written, im Haskaras Hashem with Hashem's name. This is a big discussion. When a person's learning Gemara, do you pronounce the Shem Hashem in the course of the Gemara when it is quoted? So the Mishnah is saying, if it's quoting a bracha, nusach bracha, you're not going to say Hashem's name. If it's quoting psukim, then it's fine to say Hashem's name. Now, it happens to be that it's very common not to say it, and he brings in the notes from the stipler that it's proper to say Hashem and not to actually say the Shem Hashem, especially by Yachatzi Pasuk. Being Shabbat Yashuv, that the minig is that you don't say Shem Shemayim in Psukim, as Kavod Hashem, but he says something interesting. That's the minig only not to say the Shem Adnos. But other Shemos, like Elohim, that are mentioned in the Gemara, the minig is to say it. V'cheinog v'yoshev v'atzma, he himself did it. So, it's specifically, Alf Dal Nun Yud, we're not going to say in the course of the Gemara, even if it's a Pasuk, and the Mishnah Berurah is saying you can. So he says not to. Now, it has to be, others disagree with this, I believe in the truest from about Yosef, he has the truth on this. I think Chama Sinai also, that the Sfaradim say that there's nothing wrong with it. When you're learning the Pesukim of the Gemara, you can say Hashem's name. It's not a Bracha Vatola, it's not Shem Shemayon Vatola. You're speaking Pesukim with Hashem's name. But this Minig, maybe in Litva, was not to, and in Litva Shishi was not to, so they bring that we just say Hashem. But Rabbi Yashiv said it's only Shem Adnos. The other Shemos, in the course of learning, you would say. If a child says a bracha for himself, he's saying the brachas in the right time. Al-schinuch, he's saying the brachas on the foods he eats, on the mitzvahs he does. So then you answer, amen. Sifkar designed the bnei chinuchim. They are the age of chinuch. Mashma, the implication is, dal bracha shemavarach al-achil ke-gavna kodesh gila chinuch, that if a child says a bracha on eating or mitzvah before he's chinuch age, ein la'anos amen, if you don't answer amen. Pimigadim chedushim al-brachas, pimigadim chedushim al-sechas brachas. So the notes bring that when a child knows to whom he makes a bracha, that's the age of chinuch. And the male, you'll answer amen. And Chaim Tzion HaRishul said, 6 or 7, depending on the child. Shmuel Zalman said that you answer amen without the nun at the end. So it's not a halachic amen, and the child doesn't chop one with the other. He also brings, the Chaim Kinevsky said, that what the Mishnah Berurah is saying is that if the child is not chinuch age, ein la'anos amen, doesn't mean you don't have a shus. And you don't have a chiv. Means you're not obligated to answer amen. But you could answer amen. You could answer amen, and it's, maybe it's a chinuch to teach the child the answer amen to brachas. If the child can't hear the adult, then he won't answer amen. But if it's in the presence of the child, they're together in the same room, Chaim kind of said, the Mishnah Berurah is not saying you can't answer amen. He's saying you don't have to, but as chinuch would be a good thing. Mishnah Berurah sifkan yuzayin, she'omim haftarah. When a child says haftarah, we answer amen. What's the Lord meaning to say? Shas Karin Batur Ubanavim Umavarchan Lefneim Achrayim. He gets the Aliyah and the Torah and the Navi, and he says the brachas before and after. V'tzarech lanos amen alem. You have to answer amen to the brachas this child is making when he gets the Aliyah after. Seif Dalet. Kol Mevarich Bracha Shein Etzvicha. If someone says an unnecessary bracha, har is a noisy shem shemayim lashov. That is, taking Hashem's name in vain. It's an Issidi Raisa. But you can nishba lashov, no different than swearing falsely. V'asur la'anos acharav amen, and it's forbidden to answer amen, because this is an aver he's doing. So therefore, in such a case, amen cannot be said. Mishnah Berurah sifkan yudches bracha shein svicha. Kagon, what's an example of an unnecessary bracha? Kagon shemavarech b'toch hasud al dvarim sheniftru kavar ayde berchas hamotzi. He's eating a meal, he says hamotzi, and then he starts making brachas on foods that were covered by the hamotzi. The zuha bracha shlo tzarech yiklal. That's a totally unnecessary bracha. If someone made a bracha on his steak after he said hamotzi, then you cannot answer amen to that bracha. It's a bracha shein svicha. But furthermore, kasva poskim, poskim write, dafilu im achshav lo hoya habracha vatolo, even if right now it's not a bracha vatolo, gam ken hi lefom b'chal bracha shein svicha. Sometimes it's a bracha that's not needed. Let's say the table is set. He has a mind to go. He's going to wash till he dies. He's going to say hamotzi and eat. But before he washes till he dies, he goes and takes something. And he makes a bracha on a food item that he has full intention to eat during the meal. The chicken is on the platter. It's going to be brought in. He's going to wash. Oh, he'll take a wing before he washes. Gamza also, it's forbidden. The goyim bracha shein svich is causing an unnecessary bracha. Why are you making a shahakal on the chicken wing? Wait a minute, say a motzi, then eat it without a bracha. So taking from the meal food when you're ready to wash, again, it's one thing if the bread isn't there and it's not ready to wash yet. You order a sandwich in a restaurant and they come out with a plate of wings as a vorspeis, but your meal isn't here yet. So then taki, you can make a bracha on it. But if the bread is there, you're ready to wash, I'll make a shahakal first. That's wrong. V'kolshke hamafzik ben habracha l'siya. And certainly to interrupt between the bracha and the activity. You make the bracha to eat, and before you eat, you're mafzik. You have an interruption. Or you make a bracha and a mitzvah, and before you do the mitzvah, you interrupt. D'goyrim shetispatel habracha shon algami. By making the interruption, you're causing the bracha to be an unfit bracha. The bracha is bottle. And now take a new bracha. The vaday osu, it's forbidden. So even though when he said the bracha wasn't an unnecessary bracha, but he made it an unnecessary bracha by being mafsik, it's also osu. The ayin le'el v'simen menvav mishnebura sifkon yudam okin avam simen zeh. If you look back at Siman Mem Vav, Mishnah Brisa Kohen Yudalet, Amagen Avam, the in Hashlomah Sein Brachos B'Shabbos, when it comes to doing Meir Brachos on Shabbos, that don't put yourself into a place of Cheshash Brachos and Sricha because you want to make up extra Brachos for Meir Brachos. You don't have the right to make questionable Brachos in order to achieve your number of 100 Brachos. Sivkan Yutes, Lashov. A bracha shen sricha is not a shem shemayim lashav. But something to say. Afshu mevorech kesedu nusach habracha. Even though he's saying Hashem's name in the context of the formula of a bracha, b'der chodo'o v'shevach. In fact, he's saying it as a thanks, as a praise. He's saying a bracha. Bracha ta Hashem, Elokeinu melech haolam, shehakol neyeh b'dvaro. Right? What's wrong with that bracha? Kiven shein et sricha. What's wrong with it is it's not necessary. The Kolshkein in his Kashem Hashem Latala, Chas V'Shalom. Of course, certainly, if he just says Hashem's name by itself, Levatala for no purpose, Chas V'Shalom, he's over the Lav. V'Lav Dav Kashem Shalab Ba'isis. It doesn't have to be the four lettered name of Hashem. Hu Adin Shari Hashem is Gamkin Bechal Isra Zeh. Any of Hashem's names is included in the Isra of Motz Hashem Shalom Alishav. So we have to be very careful. V'Hu Adin. Mishnah Berurah says further, the same halacha applies if he were to say Hashem's name in a foreign language for no reason. The Hainu, what's for no reason? Shelo b'derech shevach v'hodah. Not in the context of a praise or thanks. Often it's done in the context of a curse. Gam ken yesh iser. That's also aser. The fact that it's not in Loshna Kodesh isn't okay. Doesn't make it mutter. Now, the notes point out that this was mentioned before in Siman Pehei, that the Mishnah Berurah mentioned that saying God, B'loshan Ashkenaz, or Boga, B'loshan Poland, Rusya, is the same Isser. And we pointed out at the time that in Shuas V'Hanahogis, he writes, or Shturbach writes, that many disagree with this Pesach, that the Isser of Shem Shema L'Shov is only in Loshan HaKadosh, or the Shemos of Hashem that we know are not Nimchokim, that cannot be erased. But in foreign languages, many poskim disagree that there is no Isser of Shem Shema L'Shov. Kosev Elia Rabba B'Shem Sefer Chassidim, Elia Rabba Kosev Sefer Chassidim. Im Tishma Shechaver Chamask Hashem, if you hear your friend mention Hashem's name, Al Tikhanes Toch Devarov, do not interrupt him. Lomar Aseh L'Kach Chach, to ask him to do me something or other. Shari Dezeh Yishtok L'Shmo Devarov, because he'll be quiet to hear what you're saying. V'ata Gorm Sheyotzi Shem Shemayim L'Atola, then you're causing him to say Hashem's name L'Atola. But if you heard him say Hashem's name, and you know what's coming next, it's going to be a curse to someone else, then you should interrupt him. He's over in the right to curse someone using Hashem's name. So that you should interrupt. But otherwise, let him say what he's saying, don't interrupt him, because it ends up, if a person says a bracha, don't talk to him. Don't talk to him when he's benching. Don't talk to him when he's saying a bracha. Let him say his bracha, because you may cause him to interrupt, and you don't want that. Sivkan Chav, ke nishba lashav. It's no different than swearing falsely. Hu lashon haram. This is from the language of the Rambam. Umekaru, his source, madisa gemara. The gemara teaches us. Kal mevarach bracha shein tzricha oy mishum losisa shem Hashem ha-goymer. Whoever says a bracha that's not necessary violates the iser of losisa. Now, many Rishonim hold that it's only Nisr Rabbanon by the bracha Shein Tzricha, Kivin Shu Maskiro Bebracha, Derech Shevach Hodah, because ultimately the wording he uses is a praise to Hashem. It's a thanks to Hashem. The fact that we invoke the Pasuk in the Gemara, Ukra Smachta Biyam, the Pasuk's in Asmachta. Whoever says a bracha that's not necessary violates the iser of losisa. Now many Rishonim hold that it's only an iser rabbanon by the bracha shein tzricha, kivin shu maskiro bebracha derech shevach hodah, because ultimately the wording he uses is a praise to Hashem. It's a thanks to Hashem. The fact that we invoke the pasuk in the Gemara, Ukra Smachta Biyam, the pasuk's in Asmachta. Avlim hu maskiru la Hashem chas v'om levatol b'l bracha. But if he chas v'sholom mentions Hashem's name, and it's not in the context of a bracha, it's a straight out levatala, then the kuli alma yesh v'isser Torah, then everyone agrees it's a Torah isser. Shu'oiva mitzvah saseh, de'es Hashem l'kecha tira, he's violating the mitzvah saseh of fearing Hashem. She has hara l'motzi shen shema levatala, that's a warning against uttering Hashem's name for no reason. Kedisa b'tumura l'kemorsas and tumura. Kizel mechlal the mitzvah min ha'Torah, chayz and mevarach, he'll have to make the bracha. If it's only drabbanon, lo yachsi v'ruch, he should not make the bracha. Umash from become achronim the iser yesh b'double achsel v'ruch. For many achronim, it seems that you can't be machmir here. It'll be an usur by drabbanon to go and say the bracha when you're in doubt. Kos v'achronim the achronim right. The filu yesh six sveika lahatzich bracha. Even if there's two sveikas to require a bracha, kagon savag alchol kazayis or lo. He's not sure if he ate a kazayis or not. And if he didn't eat a kazayis, shema halacha dal bria filo pachas mikzayis mevarchin. But maybe we paskin that on a whole food item like a berry, even if it's less than kazayis, he says a bracha chrona. A filo hachi sveikel hachal. Even though there's two sveikas that he should make a bracha chrona, maybe at a kazayis and maybe a berry doesn't eat a kazayis, doesn't make a difference. Lo yivarchi doesn't make a bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah says this line, that because of the mitzvah Hashem l'kecha tira, we cannot be most changed from atola, and therefore we're not going to mention Shema HaGadol, ki b'derech shevach v'hodo'o ma'ashem m'chuyov, only if it's an obligation. And many poets can question this line. What do you mean obligation? It should say, you don't mention Shema HaGadol, ki b'derech shevach v'hodo'o. You don't need to be m'chuyov. How many people say in Yiddish, thank God? Say in English, thank God. And if they mean it, they mean it. That's awesome. And especially if you learn in foreign languages, no issur b'chlal. A person can't make up a tefillah. Can't say hiratzo. He's not mechuyev. Piyutim. Slichas. Zemiras and Shabbos. So many poskim say, that's fine. You can say Hashem's name in all those cases, even though there's no chiyuv per se. It's not levatol or chas v'shalom, it's derech shev v'hodah, even though it's not mechuyev. There are some who say differently, and they say when it comes to Zemiris and Shabbos, you shouldn't say Hashem's name. But Lamais, it's very hard to understand. I think the minig was for Doi was to say Hashem's name, the intent of the Paitan was to say Hashem's name,
yes, he would, and all the Piyutim. The Paitan wrote it that way.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. So it's just from this wording in Mishnah Berurah, it's difficult because the wording doesn't lend itself to this. But L'chayra, we see the minig is clearly that we do say Hashem's name in Slichas, we do say Hashem's name in Piyutim, and many, many people say Hashem's name in Zemiris, and that's fine. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Chafalv. V'asur la'anos acharav. If a bracha said Shein Etzricho, you can't answer Omen to that bracha. Lo adif mitinik shemaz kashem, derech limudo. It's not any better than the child who's learning by the Rebbe how to say a bracha. Lo asa isabas kosa there, the child didn't do anything wrong. But you don't answer amen. The ain shein bracha. It's not a bracha. Koshkein zeh certainly better than shein tzricha. Not only isn't it a bracha, the asi iser. He did something wrong. Does he shame Hashem levatola by saying Hashem's name levatola? And memela, we're not going to answer amen to such a bracha. Lo adif mitinik shemaz kashem. Derech limudo. It's not any better than the child who's learning by the Rebbe how to say a bracha. So also is about crosser there, the child didn't do anything wrong. But you don't answer amen. The ain shein bracha, it's not a bracha. Koshkein zeh certainly better than shein tzricha. Not only isn't it a bracha, the asi iser. He did something wrong. Does he shame Shem levatola by saying Hashem's name levatola? And memela, we're not going to answer amen to such a bracha.